In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On Friday and Saturday of this week, our four clergy and five lay delegates, plus one alternate delegate, will attend the 196th Annual Convention of the Diocese of North Carolina in Winston-Salem. The theme of this year's convention is Welcome to Galilee. This theme is built upon last year's convention, when Bishop Curry used the image of New Testament Galilee as a metaphor for understanding our missionary context and the shape of the church in the 21st century. This year, with our presiding bishop, the Most Reverend Catherine Jefford Shorey, being present, we will have, as Bishop Curry says, the real opportunity to engage the reality of Galilee and to explore possibilities for faithful witness and effective mission in the profoundly changing complexity in which we find ourselves today. All of this is to be done in the light of the words spoken by the angel to the women at the tomb in Matthew. He has been raised from the dead and is indeed going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Galilee simply is that place in our lives where we meet Jesus. An example for this for me was in the pictures that Miriam, Jamie L'Enfant, Murdoch Smith, the bishop, and I took when we were in Botswana last February. We called them Galilee moments, experiencing Jesus in the eyes of others. I ask each of you to commit to pray this week, each day this week, for our convention and for those of us from Good Shepherd who represent you in the name of Jesus. I share this information about convention with you this morning because I believe that we in this parish have already begun the process of determining the direction of our mission and ministry for the 21st century. We have two committees already working on this, and I believe we took a major step forward last Sunday when Bill Bennett preached a powerful sermon that proclaimed to me that the Church of the Good Shepherd is called to be a Galilee place, a place where Jesus has come for others to see. He spoke of the theme given to the Diocese of Ohio by its bishop, God loves you, no exceptions. What a wonderful statement of God's unconditional love for all creation. And what a wonderful image of what the church is meant to be, a place where people can come to know the reality of God's love for them, made manifest in Jesus. In the 21st century, I believe that the concept of evangelism must change for this to truly take place. Now, most of us as Episcopalians have shied away from this concept or even ignored it altogether. We have the image of someone telling another that if they do not come to Jesus, they're going to burn in hell. And if we have that image, so do the people who are not a part of the church. When they see someone with a Bible coming, they want to turn and run the other way, because who wants to be beat up or to be made to feel guilty? And because of this, people come to say things such as, I'm spiritual, I'm just not religious, or the church is just too full of hypocrites, or there's just too much politics in the church. Everyone has their own agenda. And you know something? You cannot simply argue another person to change their opinion and come to the faithful understanding that God loves all people, including them. We saw this today in the reading that marks the conclusion of the first chapter of John's gospel account, where Philip is called by Jesus to simply follow me. Now, Philip gets so excited that the first thing he does is to run by Nathanael and tell him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael, here is the Messiah, the one that's been pointed to by Moses and the prophets. Just like the shepherds at Christmas who came back from the manger proclaiming and telling everything that they heard and seen, Philip was excited. And he went and told Nathanael. Here is evangelism in its simplest form. Telling another, "You have found Jesus." Well, Nathanael should have immediately jumped up and said, "Hallelujah, amen." But he does not. His response to Philip's evangelism is a cynical question. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth is just a little speck on the map with no real meaning. Jerusalem is where the Messiah should come from. Now, Philip could have responded to this question by going into great theological and historical detail about the Messiah, but he does not. He simply says to Nathanael, "Come and see." There are no words of rebuttal to Nathanael's question, just an invitation. And not just any invitation, it is one of the most powerful and inviting of all invitations that a person can encounter in life. Philip, who has shared all that he is excited about, wants Nathanael to come and see Jesus for himself. Well, Nathanael did go, and his life was never the same. Come and see. Three little words that can change your life. My three-year-old granddaughter, Brooklyn, has lived in our house since shortly after she was born. As she has grown, she has become very excited about the things that she learns and does each day. There have been numerous times while I was sitting in our sunroom thinking about things theological. Linda would say I was sitting there with my feet up watching television, but I can assure you that I was thinking theological things. I have heard a very excited little voice yelling, "Pop, Pop, come see. Come see." Now, I have to admit that there have been times when I was doing something and could have yelled back, "Maybe later. Pop Pop is doing some theological things right now." But I didn't, and I don't. And I go when I hear those words, and there is always something special for her to show me. And in those moments, I experience not only the love that she has for me and for life, but a special love for me, no exception. You know something? This is the way that we need to live into evangelism at Good Shepherd. We know that lives are being transformed in this parish, and we need to joyfully live into the reality of that in all that we do. Our proclamation is God loves you, no exceptions. And our invitation to the world is simply come and see. For in doing this, we will enable others to have what Bishop Curry would refer to as a Galilee moment and experience the reality of the love of God for all of us that has been made manifest in Jesus Christ. What would the world be like, and especially what would the Episcopal Church be like if this truly became our proclamation to the world? God loves you. No exceptions. Come and see. Amen.